Hi there, it's Andrew Criata here with CBC Daybreak North, and this is a bonus story for our podcast listeners. Daybreak North is off the air until 2017, but I wanted to follow up on a story that touched a lot of people. Last week, I spoke to 92-year-old Edmund Steven. He lives alone in a trailer park in Prince George, and earlier this year, his wallet, along with all of his ID, was stolen. He can't drive, his memory is failing, and he has trouble walking. So with the cold weather setting in, he has spent much of his time isolated, and it has taken a dramatic toll.
I want to die. I want to die. Because I'm getting suicidal. Not that I want to. God in heaven says don't. I'm on my end of my calf. What am I here for, bothering people? When I can't walk and I can't drive, I have no money, I live on a little pissy pension, my house is completely old, it needs all new, I want to get out into an old folks' home, I just want to get out of there. I have no energy, and I'm to the point that, do I still live another day, or is it worth it?
Hearing Edmund talk like that impacted a lot of people, and they've been reaching out asking how they can help. I met Edmund at the Fire Pit Drop-In Center in downtown Prince George, where he's being helped by support worker Dawn Agno. So I went back to the Fire Pit to talk to her about Edmund's situation and what can be done to help. I also spoke to Violet Bizoki, an elder at the center who's been helping Edmund out as well. You'll hear her a little later. And just a note on some of the noise in the background, it was bingo day at the Fire Pit.
Okay, well, so for instance, today we had Joe Elliott from the Legion. He come in and shook Ed's hand and was trying to find out if he was a veteran, and he is a veteran. So he had talked to the mayor, he talked to the Shirley Bond, he talked to all the political people, and they all are aware of what's going on with Ed. We had the social worker today she's keeping on following up with the housing application. We did have a response from the PGNFC for the Friendship Lodge, but the problem is that Ed has a dog and a cat that he will refuse to let go because they're his animals and he needs them. And so they don't allow any pets, and that's another big problem here in Prince George, is that nobody allows animals. He's particular about his animal. A couple or a family has offered to take them out for Christmas dinner on Saturday, so they're going to come in from out of town and pick them up at 3 from ASAP, the shelter, and take them out for Christmas dinner. But other than for housing, nothing yet.
Another thing, he always talks about his daughter, and with his memory loss, he can't even remember her name. So we can locate his daughter, you know, she can help, maybe she can help with him. If we can get a worker that can work with him steady, because his memory loss.
What's the delay with the housing? Do either of you understand, like, why is it that he hasn't been able to get into housing yet? I mean, aside from the animals, what else is there?
Well, with the housing, there's a major housing problem here in Prince George, with that there's so many people in need of low-income housing, but there is just not enough housing available. There's, for instance, right now when we're talking to the Housing First people, she said they had 83 or 80-plus people on the list waiting for housing, and that didn't even include Ed at the time. So Ed is now over at ASAP, where there's a lot of different people there, and he's all alone in there, and he doesn't even know what's going on because he's completely deaf, right? There's Ketso Yo, it's always full, but they have lots of different things going on there, and all these places, there's a lot of rules. Like, it's very complicated, especially with seniors. Like, even though there's a lot of seniors who are in need, like, we have majority 80% seniors that come in here besides families, there's just not enough low-income housing and not enough safe housing, and we just need better housing for low-income people.
I mean, yeah, like, his story has obviously resonated with people, but he's not the only person.
No, I mean, I could bring there's quite a few people in here who are already on that housing list and nothing is moved at all. And I don't know if Housing First can help, but they're very limited in what they can do because there's nowhere to bring anybody.
So a bit of good news for Edmund Stefan. He won't be spending Christmas alone, but he still needs a proper place to live. And as you heard, this is a much wider issue. So I also spoke to Murray Krause. He's a city councillor in Prince George and president of the Union of BC Municipalities. He told me he was also touched by Edmund's story, but not shocked.
When the story started, I wasn't particularly surprised. I know there's lots of people who are struggling with the housing they have. But I guess what was particularly upsetting or concerning for me was how this had affected the man in terms of his even wanting to live any longer. And so again, I think people have to realize that sometimes, it sounds like, we need more housing, but this is the on-the-grounds effect of some of these deficiencies in our housing network. The challenge is that very often, because people live their lives quietly, even if they are in a substandard housing, we very often don't know about it. People try to live within their means, and I think we've got to have broader conversations about those people who silently live in poverty and those who silently live in inappropriate housing.
It's not a problem unique to Prince George, I doubt.
No, it's not, and I think it's a problem all over the province and probably all over Canada in terms of, we've been asking for a very long time for a national housing strategy, and I think there is interest at the national level at this time. So it really does mean all levels of government working together to try and impact positively on this issue. But I think my concern is it continues to be those people who are actually have been living in poverty for a very long time, but of course they're aging as well, and what are going to be their needs in the future. So, this is the time when people are probably more thoughtful about, those in need, and I think it's important to acknowledge that many of the Christmas charities still haven't reached their goal. And so, indeed, even if people have inappropriate housing, they need food in their stomach, so making sure that people support those. And I think it's really important that as individuals in our community, that we're talking to our elected officials about how important it is, important they think it is for us to get on with doing what is needed.
So there you are, something to think about as we head into 2017. If you want to share the story, you can do that from our Facebook page, facebook.com/DaybreakNorth. You can subscribe to our show in iTunes. Just look for CBC Daybreak North. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you in 2017.